As in many cities, a sunny Saturday morning in Green Bay brings out the bargain hunters.
What are you looking for?
A deal, a bargain, anything.
Susan Seidel goes garage sailing, not knowing what she'll find, but she knows a good deal when she sees it. She's shopping in Jamie Grantz's front yard. Each May, Grantz's neighborhood invites residents to throw open their garage doors. And this year, Grantz's says business seems especially good, with people asking for toddler clothes, jewelry, just about anything.
This year, we're getting a lot more traffic. This year, though, I think a lot more people are buying a lot more stuff. So last year was kind of slow, and this year is very busy, which is good. I mean, I think it's a sign everyone's trying to save a buck.
Are they telling you that?
A little bit. I mean, a little bit. I think kids' clothes, you always want to buy at a rummage sale. I mean, why buy new? They break it, they destroy it, so why buy new clothes anyways for little kids?
Apparently, the season kicked off early. In April, Christian Keim put together a sale for a mother support group. She says the sale was the most successful in its six-year history, with more buyers and more consigners renting tables.
Well, one of the things we did was we lowered the prices of the tables, and we had 44 tables sold.
That's 10 more tables than last year. Keim got the sense the bad economy is prompting more bargain hunting.
I could just read people. I think it's just kind of a buzz in the air that people are always saying, hey, I'm going to check out a rummage sale versus going to the stores.
Because of their secondhand, often impromptu nature, it's impossible to find hard economic data on garage sales. For years, the place to go to find a sale has been the classified ads. Teresa Munoz is the classified ad director for Gannett, Wisconsin. She's just crunched the numbers for May and found ads for garage sales are solid compared to last year. Newspapers nationwide are in a notorious ad slump, so solid means a 10% drop compared to last May. But Munoz says there are a number of factors that can impact a person's decision to hold a garage sale.
The weather plays a big part in it, and there's been several weekends, obviously, that it hasn't been so warm that can shift, and so we could see a stronger even pickup as it gets warmer.
Also, online sites like Craigslist are getting a larger share of the rummage pie, though Munoz says classifieds are still the go-to place to find a deal. Of course, passing on hand-me-downs is nothing new, despite stories in women's magazines extolling a sort of new thrift or recession chic. Rummage veterans like Susan Seidel scoff at that idea.
I always went to rummage sales because I really think you can find some treasures, deals, sales, stuff that you don't really necessarily have to have new. You know, other people's trashes, other people's treasures, so that's what I'm looking for.
But if the anecdotal evidence bears out and the economy does push more people onto the rummage circuit, Seidel may have tougher competition to contend with. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.